The kangaroo industry says it's reached breaking point with failed attempts to reopen trade into Russian markets. Russia banned imports 2 years ago, citing concerns Australian shooters weren't meeting food safety standards. Kangaroo shooters are leaving to work in other industries and several processing centres have shut down. And in another blow, 60 full-time jobs have just been cut at an Adelaide processing centre. Nicola Gage reports.
It's been 3 years since the export of kangaroo meat to Russia was banned, and it's taking its toll.
I think we are starting to have to seriously consider the end of the kangaroo industry nationally.
John Kelly is the Chief Executive Officer of the Kangaroo Industry Association. He says there's been an abundance of kangaroos in outback Australia after several years of good rain, but the avenues aren't open to sell that product. Now kangaroo shooters are leaving the industry weekly and processors are finding it hard to pay bills.
For many, many people in the industry, it's getting very close to being a deal-breaking issue. There are significant portions of the industry are starting to question why they're bothering anymore.
The processing of kangaroo meat has halved across the country since trade to Russia ended. Strict regulations for the transport and storage of kangaroo meat were set up as a direct result of the ban. Ray Border from the Kangaroo Processing Centre Macro Meats in Adelaide says the regulations, along with high licence and registration fees, has made the industry unviable.
We've still got to run a business, so we've had no choice, but over the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've reduced our workforce.
How many people have you laid off?
We've stood down, I'd say, between 50 to 60 so far. That's in Adelaide.
This must be a difficult situation for you.
Well, I've been doing the same thing for 30 years. I've never seen it like this.
Macro Meats employs about 280 staff in Adelaide, but Mr. Border says he's considering moving his business interstate if the situation doesn't change.
I believe, without exaggerating, that if the government doesn't in some way help the industry, the ramifications will be a lot bigger than what they expect for the agriculture industry.
South Australian kangaroo shooter Geoffrey Johns is one of many considering leaving the industry for other work.
It's just been regulated out of existence in South Australia. It's the outback road conditions, the transport rules, the costs of refrigeration, fuel costs, everything. Licensing, tag costs, about $1.30 or something a kangaroo, you know, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Whether international markets reopen or not, Mr. Johns says the regulations will most likely see the end of the industry in South Australia.
Eastern states are just a much easier environment for a shooter to operate in. The conditions, the terrain even, the availability of getting freight in and out of chiller sites, the whole bit.
A spokeswoman for the Agriculture Minister, Joe Ludwig, said the government is still working with the industry to reopen access to Russian markets and also new markets, including China. But the Kangaroo Association's John Kelly says if a decision isn't made soon, there'll be no kangaroos processed for export.
If the federal government or state governments can't very swiftly get a resolution to Russian access or resolution to Chinese access, then we may seriously not have a kangaroo industry in another year's time.
The Kangaroo Industry Association's John Kelly ending that report by Nicola Gage.